Ezras Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is Samaches in Mesaches Shabbos, the 120th daf in Shas. I continue with a sore throat, Baruch Hashem, after all the singing and dancing with my Talmidim at the Hanukkah Mesiva in our house. If you like to taste that Lebed Dikait, you could go to the file that we saved it on YU Torah entitled Hanukkah Yeshiva Style. Bezer Hashem, we begin five lines from the bottom. The new perek, probably the most important perek in Maseches Shabbos. The first few daplim are known to be very technical daplim, sometimes complicated as well, that relate to the yesodos of shogeg on Shabbos. Begins the Mishnah. Klal gadol amru b'Shabbos. There is a big rule in regards to Shabbos. Kol ha-shocheach ikur Shabbos va'asa malachos harbe b'Shabbos is harbe. And does many malachos on many different Shabbosim, ein chayiv ela chatas achas. He's only chayiv one carbon chatas. Rashi explains that the word shocheach, the way we would translate forgot, is not the conventional meaning of shocheach in the Torah, or more precisely in the Mishnah, and that is shocheach. Rashi says, is that for some reason a person holds that there's no din of Shabbos min HaTorah. So then, even if there were many Shabbosim that he violate, and many Malachos that he violate, nevertheless, he's only going to be chayv one karben chatas. Mishnah continues on the first wide line. Hayodei ikur Shabbos va'asa malachos harbe, b'Shabbosos harbe. If he knows that there's a concept of Shabbos, and he does many Malachos in many different weeks, chayv al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. So then he's chayv for each Shabbos independently. Rashi explains that he had forgotten that today is Shabbos, and therefore he's chayv one carbon on that Shabbos. Rashi is bothered in the second line, Dibar Maschel Chayiv, that at the end of the day, normally you need a yediyah between one chiyuv carbon to another to create an independent chiyuv. And in this case, we said that he had forgotten that it was Shabbos. Rashi explains that it must be in between, from the first Shabbos to the second Shabbos, he had heard about Shabbos, and therefore that's considered a Yediya Bein Asayim. The Mishnah continues on the last line on Samos Ayin Abeis, Hayadeh Shu Shabbos, Va'asa Melachos Harbe, V'Shabbosos Harbe. If a person knows that the day is Shabbos, and does many Melachos on many Shabbosim, so then Chayiv Al Kol Av Melacho U'Melacho. He's Chayiv for each Av Melacho independently. On Shabbos, there are avos and toldos. The avos are the 39 malachos that were done in the Mishkan. Tolados are also asur min haTorah, just like avos. But they're considered tolados as born from the Av, because they are derivatives of the Av. They are similar to the Av, hence asur min haTorah. Now, halachically, someone who violates a tolada and someone who violates an Av is in both instances violating an Isur Daraisa. The most important nafkamina between an Av and a Tolada is that if a person was over one Av and its Tolada, he will only bring one carbon. If he was over one Av and a second Av, he brings two different carbonos. Hence, our Mishnah says, for each Av he was over, he brings a different carbon. The Mishnah continues on top line, Samachesam and Alpha, Osa Malachos Harbe Me'im Malach Achas. If he does many Malachos, but they're all included in one Av, in Chayv al-Chatas Achas, he's only Chayv one carbon, as we mentioned before. The Gemara begins by analyzing this dramatic expression, Klal Gadol, a large rule. Ask the Gemara, Maitai Matana Klal Gadol. Why did the Mitana say specifically Klal Gadol? A large rule. Ilei Mishim Nikbay L'misnei Od Klal Acher, Tana Klal Gadol. The reason for it is because if you want to teach other rules, so when you introduce a big one, so then you say Klal Gadol. And later on, we're going to have the expression Va'od Klal, that there is another rule on Daf Ayin Hei Amibes, which is much narrower, as Rashi explains. There, it's talking about the expression of the Mishnah is Va'od Klal Acher Amru, Kol HaKosher La'atzniya U'matzniyin Kemohu. There, it's talking about the Hagdaros of Hotzah on Shabbos. And that's a very specific type of klal. And this is a broad klal, so we say klal gadol. V'gabi shvi'is nami, and we see this idea also in Shemitah, in Perek Shvi'i. that the first parak of Parak Shvi in Shvi'is starts off Klal Gadol Amar B'Shvi'is Koshu Machal Adam Michael Behema, etc. etc. Yeshlo Dvarim Yeshlo Shvi'is Uladamam Shvi'is. There, the Mishnah is talking about those things that have status of Kedusha Shvi'is as well. If money's transferred onto it, also the money absorbs the Kedusha Shvi'is. And so there as well, there is a Od Klal that's said in Mishnah Beis of that Perek, which is Kol Sheinu Michael Adam Michael Behema. Those things that are only Michael Adam Michael Behema are things that have Kedushas Shvi'is. So there we want to give this large rule and then a little bit more of a specific one. The difficulty with that is, says the Gemara, Valgabi Meiser, when it comes to Meiser Diktani, that we learned, Valgabi Meiser, when it comes to Meiser, the first Mishnah in Maseches Meiser says, Klal, notice it doesn't say Klal Gadol, Klal Omru B'Meiser, we have a rule by Meiser, Koshu Ocho V'Nishmar, V'Gidulav Minaretz Chayiv B'Meiser. And then the Mishnah says, V'Od Klal Acher Omru. So we see there you have a Klal, which is followed with another Klal. So the first, the Klal that they start out with, just to verify the facts in Maisros, is that whatever is an ochel and a person normally guards and grows from the ground is chayim maiser. And then the next line says, "Va'o klal acher amru kol shetchilas ochel is sofel ochel." If it starts off as ochel, ends off ochel, it's going to be chayiv. However, things that start off ochel but end up not ochel are not going to be chayiv. Now, notice we have a klal over there, and then va'o klal acher, but doesn't have klal gadol. So that's the Gemara's kasha. Ma'aseh k'tani klal achev v'lo tani klal gadol? Question mark. Amar Rabbi Yosi bar Avin. Shabbos v'shviyas. Shabbos and Shviyas have something in common. The ispu avos v'tolados. They have both avos and tolados. Tana gadol. So there it says gadol. Klal gadol. Ma'aser the lespu thuspa avos v'tolados lo tani klal gadol. There it doesn't say klal gadol. Gemara continues with Bar Kapar, and according to Bar Kapar, the Tani Klal Gadol B'Meiser, that he, in his Tosefta, Rashi explains, it seems that Bar Kapar was one of the authors of the Tosefta, learned his Girsa was Klal Gadol. My Avos and my Toldos Ikos. See, he obviously is not going with this rule of Toldos Avos. Lav Hainu Taima Gadol Anshu Shel Shabbos Yosem Shel Shvi'is. Rather, the reason is because the punishment of Shabbos is greater than Shvi'is. Dilu Shabbos, Isa Bein B'Talash Bein B'Mechubar. A person would violate Shabbos, whether it's something that's attached to the ground or not. Rashi explains in Shabbos, even if after it's cut from the ground, Tochein and Lash, grinding and eating are all part of the Isser. Vilu Shvi'is B'Talash Lesa, it only applies when it's B'Mechubar, only if it's attached to the ground. B'tol shalasa mechubar isa. V'gadol on shel shvi'is, and nevertheless, the consequence and punishment of shvi'is is greater yosem in a meiser from meiser. D'ilu shvi'is, when it comes to the mitzvah shemitah, isa bein b'maychal adam bein b'maychal mehema. It applies both for animal food as well as human food. V'ilu meiser meichal adam isa meichal behema. Lesa doesn't apply to animal food. There's no chiv to take off meiser on animal food. Hence, so this is why it says Klal Gadol, to emphasize that the onish by Shabbos and Shvi'is is greater of than Meiser. The Gemara continues, Ulabar Kapar Detani Klal Gadol, and according to Bar Kapar that learns Klal Gadol, even by Meiser, Gadol Onshu Shel Meiser Yososh Mishel Peah. It's to emphasize that the consequence of Meiser is greater than that of Peah. Dil Meiser Isa. The scope of the Yisr is greater because it applies to dates and greens. It doesn't apply to figs and greens. This nan, as we learn in the Mishnah in Peah, anything that grows from the ground that a person would guard and he gathers it in as one, which means that the harvest is done at one time. That is an indicator that the food is a choshev food. Machniso lekiyum, and he brings in to stick around for a while. Chayiv bepeah, those things are chayiv and peah. Ochel, each part in the Mishnah and peah is coming to exclude things. Ochel unyute svichi. Ochel is coming to be mayit. Svichi are small growths, in this case of stim vikotze. These are growths that are primarily used for dyes as opposed to fruits, even if they have a little bit of fruit on it. For nishmar, when we say nishmar lemiute, hefker, it's coming to preclude something which is hefker. Gdulaminarts lemiute kamin pitrias. It's coming to exclude mushrooms. It's coming to exclude a fig. So when it comes to peah, a fig is going to be potter. Rashi adds that fig and green vegetables are going to be chayiv in meiser midrabanan, but the by peah is going to be potter even midrabanan. And those things that you put in for to extend for a long period of time, that has a long shelf life, lemute erek, precludes green vegetables. And to prove the point that when it comes to meiser, the halacha is different, that one is chayiv on yerek and teina, the Gemara points out v'ilu gabi meiser tanan, but yet in meiser perek alf mishnah alf it says klal omru meiser kol shu ochom nishmar v'gidula min arts chayiv meiser v'ilu likiutaso ka'achas, the fact that it's all brought in together, which teina is not umachniso v'kiyum and yerek is not also long lasting lo tanan, that is not mentioned, because in meiser you are chayiv by teina and yerek midrabanan, and therefore the scope of the isser is greater. Hence, by meiser as well, according to Bar Kapara, it says klal gadol, even though it doesn't when it comes to peah. The Gemara begins a new analysis. 10 lines from the bottom. Rav Vishmuel, the Amri Tarvayu, Masnisim Betinok Shinishpa Lebein Hanochrim, Vegershin is Gai Lebein Hanochrim. Our mission is talking about a child that it was taken captive, or a convert that converted amongst Gentiles. In the opening lines of our Mishnah, we said that Kol Shochech Iker Shabbos will only be chayv one Charben Chatas. Rav and Shmuel explained that the only way one can understand it is to say that it's someone who is not made aware of Shabbos in the interim. Aval Hikur L'Besov Shachach, what happens if he knew and then he forgot? Chayiv al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. Then in such a case, he's chayiv for each Shabbos separately. Rashi explains that if he once knew about Shabbos, so then it's considered as if every Shabbos that comes along, he forgot that it was Shabbos. But he knew of the concept of the Yisr of Shabbos, and therefore he should be chayiv for each Shabbos. The Gemara analyzes whether Rav and Shmuel's approach fit into the words of the Mishnah. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Shochech Iker Shabbos. He forgot the Iker Shabbos. Now, why use the Lashon HaShochech Iker? Lav Michlal Davi Lo Yidi Me'akar. It must be that he knew about it beforehand, and it was not a case of a child who never learned and was taken amongst the Gentile. Lo, says the Gemara, Michael HaShochech Iker Shabbos, Do'isa Shechuach Mimenu Iker Shabbos. Not that he forgot, but it was forgotten from him. In other words, he was never made aware of. Aval hikru l'besof shachach, my chayiv akol Shabbos v'Shabbos. In such an instance, he'd be chayiv for each week. Analyzes the Gemara. Says the Gemara, if that's so, aditani hayodei ikur Shabbos. If our Mishnah says, in the next case, someone who knows of ikur Shabbos, v'asim lachos harbe v'Shabbos is harbe, we said chayiv akol Shabbos v'Shabbos. Now, if we say that you're chayiv al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos, if you once knew of the concept of Shabbos, then we have a simpler case. Lisni hikur ulbsof shachach. We should talk about someone who once knew and then forgot, and he's chayiv in each Shabbos. The kol shekain, hi. And certainly, certainly this case of someone who knows hikur Shabbos and he does malachos harbe b'Shabbos is harbe, he'd be chayiv on each one. Answers the Gemara, 2 lines from the bottom on Samech Chesem and Alf. May Hayodei Iker Shabbos. What actually does it mean, someone who knows Iker Shabbos? Misha Haya Yodei Iker Shal Shabbos V'Shechecha. Exactly what you thought should have been written in the second case is the second case of the Mishnah. Someone who once knew about the Iker Shabbos and forgot. Now the Gemara asks, Avalo Shechecha, but if he didn't forget, May. Chayiv HaKol Malacha U'Malacha. He'd be chayiv on every Malacha that he does. If that's so, Adetani Hayodea Shu Shabbos Masam Lachos Harbe B'Shabbos Has Harbe Chayiv Kol Malacha Malacha. The next part of the Mishnah, the third case, someone who knows that it's Shabbos, and he does many melachos, so then he's chayv on each melacha. Listening, we should say Hayodei Iker Shabbos. He knows about the Iker Shabbos, and we said that if he knows the Iker Shabbos and he not shocheach, in such a case, he's chayv for even every melacha, even though he forgot that day is Shabbos. For kol shekena, and certainly if he remembers that day is Shabbos. Ella, rather, the Gemara suggests. Rather, we're going to learn entirely new pshat. Masnisa gishik l'psof shachach. Amish was talking about even in the Resha, where he already knew about Shabbos and then forgot. Udrav Shmuel namikik l'psof shachach. Dami. This was Rav Shmuel's case. Darmi tavayu afilu tinuk shenishba bein hanochrim v'nger shenizgan bein hanochrim ki hikir l'bsof shavach shachach dami v'chayiv. They say a chiddush in the opposite direction. That is, that a child that was taken into captivity is like someone who already knew about Shabbos, and therefore they're going to be chayiv, that they're going to be chayiv one karbon, just like the Mishnah that says that someone who knew and forgot will only be chayiv one karbon. Rav and Shmuel are adding to that shita and saying the same would apply to a ger shenis gayer, that we consider him as someone who is kishihikir ubsof shakach. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon, Lach Shtam, Tavayu, Dafke Hikir ubsof shakach. They disagree with Rav and Shmuel, and they hold that the only time you're chayiv a karbon is if you once knew about Shabbos. Aval, Tinok Shinishba Ben Anachrim, the Gershon is Gad Ben Anachrim, Potter. But if you have a child that was taken to captivity, there was no Yediya, then in such a case, he's going to be Potter. Asks the Gemara Meisivi, I'll ask you a following question. Keitzad, we learn the Baisa Beferish, Tinuk Shnishmel Ben Nachum Gershon Iskar, Ben Nachum Vasmachas Harbe, Mishavas Harbe, Enechayim Elachatis Achas, that they're going to be Chayiv one. And similarly, V'chayiv Al Adam, and they're also Chayiv the Karbin Chatas if they ate Dam, the blood. Achas, one Karbin, Val Chaylev, Achas, Val Vodazar, Achas. Umunbez Potter, and Munbez held that they were Potter. And this was Mumbaz' argument. Mumbaz was a Tana who argued in front of Rabbi Akiva. Ho mezu kari chote, v'shoi kari chote. Just like a maze, it's called a chote, and a show is called a chote. Ma mez, and a show is a yediyah. A show geg, show is a yediyah. There needs to be yediyah. And without it, not going to be chayv. But everybody else disagreed. Rabbi Akiva said, I'll add to what you had said. Ima mez, a show is a yediyah, b'shas maysa. A show geg, show is a yediyah, b'shas maysa. According to your logic, that you're comparing Shogeg and Mezid, so then Shogeg should also need Yediyah at the time that you do it. Amalei Hain. So Mumbaz says, yes, you have Yediyah. The Kosh again shows Haftan. All you did, says Mumbaz, is help me out. I hold that you need Yediyah. But Rabbi Akiva says, well, Munyan Buz, I don't understand you at all. Amalei, Rabbi Akiva then said to him, Lidvarecha, according to your logic, ain't a Kari Shogeg, El Mezid. You no longer talking about a Shogeg, rather you're talking about a mezid. This mesive was one long brisa, including the conversation of Rabbi Akiva and Munbaz, to set up a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish that we saw before. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish had taught us earlier that Tinuk Shenishba Ben Anachrim, in contrast to Rav and Shmuel, they held our potter even from a chiyuv chatas. Katani miha. Let us now deduce from the above brisa that we just read. Ketzad Tinuk. We spoke about a tinuk, and what did the Braisa say? That tinuk's going to be chayiv one. Bishlam Rav Shmuel Nich, El Rabbi Yochanan Rav Shimon Lakish Kasha. It's a question on Rabbi Yochanan Rav Shlakish. Amach Rabbi Yochanan Rav Shlakish. Lo, mi ika mumbaz the potter, anan damrinon kim mumbaz. We follow the shita mumbaz that says that they are potter. The Gemara explains what is mumbaz svara. Says Gemara, my time of the Mumbaz. What is Mumbaz's rationale? The Chsiv, as the Torah says, in regards to the Karbin Chatas in the end of Parsha Shlach, Tarachas Yelchem Losev Shkago, the Samech Lev Anefesh Shetayase Biad Ramah. The Torah speaks about a Shogeg and puts it together with a Mezid. Hikis Shogeg the Mezid, to equate a Shogeg with the Mezid. Ma Mezid Shoysel Yediyah, Av Shogeg Shoysel Yediyah. Just like a Mezid has Yediyah that he's doing a ver at the same time. Same thing in regards to a shogeg, in contrast to the Tinuk Shenishba, where there is no Yediyah whatsoever. This is how we conclude today's daf in Perek Klal Gadol. There is, of course, one major question that's outstanding. First, to summarize the structure of Amud Beis, we have a machlokis between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish and Rav and Shmuel, whether a Tinok Shenishba is going to be Chayiv a Karban Chatas when they realize that they did an Avera. Rav and Shmuel say yes, and they bring a Raya from our Mishnah, that our Mishnah spoke about someone who wasn't aware when they did an Avera that they were doing Avera in the Chayiv Karban Chatas. Rav and Shmuel disagree, and Rav and Shmuel say that you're going to be, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish disagree, and Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish say that you're going to be potter in all instances. The Gemara points out that there's a brisa that's against Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, and that brisa, ultimately the Gemara says, tells us that Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish are following Munbaz, that Munbaz holds that the only time you chayev a karmi chatas is if you have yediyah b'shas maisa, and we leave off today's daf with a strong question, and that is, then what's the difference? As the Chachamim said, Ein ze kari shoygig el amazed. If there's yediyah b'shas maisa, then in such a case, that qualifies as amazed. So the Gemara in tomorrow's daf, Bezer Hashem, will address that question. We conclude two lines from the bottom on Samaches and the Beis, and we now go to Halacha Seh. Bezer Hashem Yisparech, our Halacha topic from Daf Samach Ches Amid Aleph revolves around the sugya of Geirus, and it comes up on our daf, where our Gemara discusses the status of someone who converted and did not know about mitzvos, at least particularly about mitzvos Shabbos. We have machlokis in our Gemara with that, whether that individual requires a karban chatas or not. On Samaches Amud Beis, Rabbi Akiva and Munbaz argue about whether that individual is chayv one karban chatas. Rabbi Akiva says he's chayiv, and Munbaz says that he's potter. Our shaila, as relating to Geirus, is whether Kabbalas HaMitzvahs, we will give an overview of a big discussion, which is still discussed today by the Gedolei HaPoskim, and has very practical and big implications today, which of course is beyond the scope of our small sphere. We're just a small fish compared to the Gedolei HaPoskim, but we will outline from our sugya how the discussion of whether Kabbalas HaMitzvahs is Ma'akiv in Geirus emerges from our sugya Bezer Hashem. Whether you hold like Munbaz or you hold like Rabbi Akiva, that someone who grew up amongst Gentiles and never was informed about Shabbos is Chayiv, a Karban Chatas or not, there's a basic question that needs to be asked. The expression of the Gemara on Samaches on the base is Gershon is Gayer Bein Hanochrim. We also have it on the bottom of Samaches Menalf, Gershon is Gayer Bein Hanochrim. Tosas in a one-liner, and this is a big discussion in Yevamos Mem Zayin on the base, in the last line of our Tosas, as well as other Rishonim on our Sugya, is bothered by the basic problem. If the individual grew up amongst Gentiles, who converted them? Gershon is Gayer Bein Hanochrim. So Tosas says you have to say that there were three Jews that were around that were able to convert him. However, then we have another problem. If they're converting him, so then the Gemara in Yevamos tells us that you need to inform the convert of Mitzvos Kalos u Mitzvos Chamuros. You need to inform him about the mitzvos that they're accepting. If that's so then once they're informed about Shabbos, so then we have an individual who knows about Shabbos. And the whole machlokis, the whole discussion in our sugya, is all about someone who didn't know about Shabbos. So Tosas continues in this one line Tosas and says that they did not inform him on the mitzvah of Shabbos. The Nemuke Yosef on Daf Mem Zayin Amid Aleph takes this approach in Yevamos, and he points out that from here we see that the requirement of the Gemara that you need to inform the Ger Mitzvos Kalos u Mitzvos Chamuros shows us that even though that it's critical, it's not Ma'akev, because this fellow was not informed the mitzvah of Shabbos. In the back of the HaMesifta Gemara, which is produced by Hungarian Hasidim, they quote those who ask, How do we see you don't need to inform Kalas Kechamuras? They just didn't inform on Shabbos, according to Tosas. And they quote from the Satmar Rebbe, Zichron of Racha, that in his Shalos Uchuvas in Yoredeya, Simim Peites, that he pointed out that Shabbos is considered Shakul like all mitzvahs. That's a Gemara in Chulin, Daf Heyam and Aleph. This Yisod also was reiterated by Reb Chaim as well. Reb Chaim and Brisk pointed out that someone who is a mummer l'Shabbos, according to Rashi in Chulin on Daf Hei, is a mummer l'chol haTorah kula. They're by definition a mummer for everything, and therefore one can add that the moment the halacha requires mixes kalas and mixes chamuros, by definition that has to include Shabbos. This was the opinion of the Satmar Rebbe, and it does make a lot of sense. However, we answer this question. Clearly, the Nemuke Yosef pointed out that Mixas Kalos and Mixas Chamuros are not Ma'akev. How do we paskin in this question? If there is a person whose Kabbalas HaMitzvos is not sincere, is the Gerus a valid Gerus? Now again, I emphasize that what we're doing is giving the overview of the Sugya, and in no way are we getting involved in issues that are the issues of Gedolei Olam. Reb Chaim Moser Grzhensky, who is one of those Gedolei Olam, and one of my Rabbeim, Reb Braunspiegel, was oft to mention this Tshuvas Achiezer, in Chelek Gimel, Simin Chaf Vav, paskins clearly that Kabbalas HaMitzvahs is Ma'akev when it comes to Gerus. Here is his lashon. Ulam Hecha Shebor HaDover Shebevada Yavor Acher Kein Al Iser Torah Chil Shabbos. Notice here he says Chil Shabbos. That fits in beautifully to our point that Chil Shabbos might be a requisite of the Mitzvahs Kalos Kebechamuros, Vachilas Trefos, Von Yodim Bebirur Kavanaso Sheinim Is Gayer, Rak Lefnim, Vilibo Balimo. He's not being sincere. Harei Umdana Demuchach Shemasha Oimah Shemekal Mitzvahs Lav Klumhu, Im Kein Zeo Chizaren, Bekabolz HaMitzvahs Dima Akev. He writes that Chabolz HaMitzvahs are Ma'akev. Now, it is an open question where Reb Chaim Moser got this psak from. In Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Geirim, in Simen Reish Samach Ches, Siv Gimel, the Mechaber tells us that there are certain things that are ma'akev in the Geirus. For example, it has to be done in front of three Ksherim, and it has to be done during the day, but that is all l'chatchila. B'di'evet, says the Mechaber, if the Milor Tefillah was done only in front of two, or at night, so then in such a case, it's not Ma'akev, and the Gerus takes effect. Similarly, the Mechaber writes, if the Tefillah was not done l'shem Gerus, also B'di'evet, it's acceptable. And here, the Mechaber adds something that one could argue is Reb Chaim Moser's source, and that is Chutz miKabbalas HaMitzvos sheMa'akev esim eina b'yom u'b'shlosha. However, Kabbalas HaMitzvos has to be done during the day in front of three. It would seem, one could argue, that if the Mechaber is saying that it has to be done during the day and in front of three, and it's Ma'akev if it's not done during that time, then Kol Shekein, if there isn't a real Kabbalas HaMitzvos, then in such an instance, it would be Ma'akev in the Gerus. What emerges is that our Tosos seems to say that Mitzvah Shabbos is not Ma'akev in terms of the Gerus, because otherwise our Gemara would not make any sense. The Nemuki Yosef says that we see from our Sugya that Mitzvah to be Modia Mitzvahs Kalos Kibachamuros is not Ma'akev as well, because he's assuming that Shabbos is definitely falls into the category of Kalos Kibichamuros. However, we see that full Kabbalas HaMitzvos might not be Ma'akev according to those Rishonim, but in Halacha, it's clear that there needs to be a Kabbalas HaMitzvos, at least within the opinion of Reb Chaim Moser, and it seems to be that way in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Reish Samaches Sif Gimel, and it could be we don't paskin like our Tosos and the Nemuki Yosef, or there are other explanations. So we see how you reap shot in our Gemara is critical for a burning issue in Klal Yisrael today. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, allow us to be mekayim the mitzvah of being mekabel gerim.
properly with kavod and ava to be mekayim the mitzvah of avas ager, and at the same time maintain the integrity of the Torah Hakdosh and the Chachmei HaMesorah, that clearly the essence of Geirus is for people to come tachas kanfei Hashchina to be shomer HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvos ba'avo uberatzon. This Bezer Hashem concludes the halacha topic from Daf Samaches.